Investment flash.
SoftBank just cratered 12%. Healthcare names are hitting all-time highs. The AI trade is unraveling, and there's only one place to hide. This is Investment Flash Weekend Edition.
Saturday, June 27th, 2026. I'm Marie, here with Tom and Gerald, and we've got a market in transition.
All right, buddy. Before we dive in, I have to own up. Yesterday, I was all in on the Japan stocks call. Buy Japan, I said. Fast forward one session, SoftBank down 12%, Nikkei off 4%. I'm basically the contrarian indicator now.
Well, at least you're consistent. But right, that AI unwind is no joke. It's not just SoftBank. The Kospi dropped 6% too. This is an ecosystem problem.
And it all traces to that OpenAI IPO delay. If the big AI poster child isn't coming to market, the liquidity playbook gets rewritten.
But hold on, next week's earnings could flip it. If SoftBank's numbers look solid, maybe it's a buying opportunity, not the apocalypse.
Or it's the start of a deeper unwind. The whole AI trade was crowded. And when the music stops, you don't want to be the one left without a chair.
Right. And the software space just split right down the middle. ServiceNow up near 10%, Salesforce up over 5%. Meanwhile, Oracle, tied to OpenAI's cloud, fell 2.5%.
Exactly. The AI-threatened names are suddenly the safe havens in tech. If AI hype cools, those enterprise software giants breathe easier.
Safe havens? ServiceNow at 60 times earnings? That's not safety, mate. That's a leap of faith.
Fair. But the market's voting with a 10% move. That's conviction.
But look, the real rotation isn't within tech. It's out of tech entirely. Healthcare names, AbbVie, Eli Lilly, J&J, all at all-time highs. XLV up 3% in one session.
Exactly. This is defensive. When money flees growth, it goes to drugs and band-aids. Simple as that.
Wait, Eli Lilly is a safety play now? Weight loss drugs are the new bonds?
Okay, that's funny. But the valuations are stretched. Lilly at 27 times forward? This rotation could be real, but it's pricing in a lot of safety already.
So you're saying Lilly at 27 times is a bubble?
Not a bubble, just that safety shouldn't cost that much.
Exactly. I mean, if this rotation is real, maybe it runs further, but entry point matters.
And here's the thing. We haven't seen the bond market confirm any of this. If this were a genuine flight to safety, the 10-year yield would be tanking. It's not.
That's exactly my point. Without bond confirmation, this could be a one-session noise. Healthcare at highs is vulnerable to mean reversion if tech bounces.
But the rotation momentum is clear. The clean trade is relative value. Long healthcare versus short soft tech.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Keep it small until bonds confirm. But I'll give you that. The dollar is telling a story. UUP at a new yearly high, despite an Iran peace deal. That's counterintuitive.
And that's the most original take of the day. MarketWatch outlined 5 structural reasons, including interest rate divergence and haven flows from Europe.
Which means our buy dollar call from yesterday is printing. Perfect call.
Absolutely.
One for the books. But I'm still worried about oil. It's down for a third week, but one analyst says Hormuz traffic is sluggish. That could spike prices if Iran tensions flare again.
And Trump's Iran oil sanction waiver is squeezing Chinese teapot refiners. So the oil market is caught between short-term relief and structural risk.
But the oil market itself doesn't seem worried. 3 weekly losses in a row. Sometimes the dog that didn't bark is the story.
True, but it's exactly when everyone's complacent that Hormuz gums up and sends prices vertical. I've seen that movie.
Meanwhile, Bitcoin bounced to nearly 60 grand, but derivatives say more pain. Another billion in liquidations.
At this point, crypto traders have seen more liquidations than a bartender.
Huh. Okay.
Harsh but fair. And Strategy, you know, the Bitcoin treasury company, down 82% from its 52-week high. Levered crypto plays are crumbling.
On a brighter note, Verizon and T-Mobile won big in the FCC spectrum auction, over $3.5 billion raised. Good for 5G capacity.
Both stocks up modestly. It's a slow burn, not a spike, but it matters for infrastructure.
And here's a quiet one from the UK. Inheritance tax changes are fueling a surge in annuity demand. Legal & General and Aviva, direct beneficiaries. LGN at 10.9 times forward, Aviva at 9.6. Value names with a policy tailwind.
That's a structural shift, not just sentiment. Policy-driven flows into retirement products. And those valuations aren't demanding.
Texas Power, solar and batteries are eating gas's lunch. TAN up 12% year to date. Fossil fuel dominance eroding.
Long term, that's a solid trend. Short term, the energy sector ETF, XLE, faces headwinds.
And Indonesia's power crisis, coal mismanagement, EIDO down 36% year to date. EM pain meets dollar strength.
Which ties back. A stronger dollar pressures commodities and emerging markets. It's all connected.
All right, so the synthesis. We're in a transition from AI hypergrowth to defensives. The trade, long healthcare XLV versus short tech proxies like SoftBank or NASDAQ, with a long dollar hedge.
Exactly.
But keep positions small until the bond market validates the rotation. If the 10-year yield doesn't drop, this defensive shift could reverse fast.
And remember, next week's earnings will test whether the AI unwind is a dip or a dump.
As always, none of this is investment advice.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. London time for the next weekend edition. See you then.